Monsters from the Basement.
Hi, this is Pretty Poison, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James Downey with another episode of Monsters from the Basement. I'm talking on the phone with a girl that lives in Ohio. She's a model, actress. She appeared at the last Horror Hound convention, and her name is Pretty Poison. How are you doing today, Pretty Poison?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks for having me do this.
Now, you were telling me you live in Ohio, right?
Yes, I do.
Is that where you were born and raised?
Yep, I am originally from Lorain, which is a suburb of Cleveland. I moved to Akron, went to college for 6 years. I've lived in Phoenix. I've lived in Scottsdale. I almost moved to Chicago at one point and decided to stay here in Ohio.
When you were growing up, was modeling and acting something that you always wanted to do?
Actually, no. I was the complete opposite. I had a grandmother who... She was kind of like one of those moms you see on Toddlers and Tiaras. She always wanted to put me in dresses and put me in pageants. She wanted me more than anything to do the Lorain International pageant, but I was a total tomboy. I never thought I was pretty. I never thought I was girly. And it wasn't until I was older and in college and got a little more involved in the fashion industry that I actually wanted to start doing stuff like that.
So what was your big turning point? What clicked that you wanted to model?
I think, when I started working for horror merch and doing photo shoots with Christoph and doing, you know, promotional things and even doing the movie, it kind of set me into motion. I was like, man, I really enjoy doing this and I have fun with it. And the crowd that I've reached out to, like the horror community, it's awesome. I had always went to conventions when I was younger just to pick up rare movies, rare shirts and stuff like that I was into, but I never really knew until I worked for him that I had a niche, you know, to make new fans and make new friends through that. And it's been nothing but awesome.
Yeah, it's given a lot of people a lot of opportunities, independent film.
Yeah, for sure.
And I have to agree with you, horror fans are some of the most loyal, kindest people you'll ever meet, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody's so friendly. I love going to conventions. I think that's my favorite part of it is working for different vendors and just all the people you meet when you're there and all the things you learn you have in common. It's awesome.
I've did some writing for a different website that's dedicated to like rock music, and we've interviewed a lot of singers and stuff, you know, and compared to the horror people, they're just like nightmares. Even the, you know, the actors and actresses that are involved in the horror industry are just the nicest people I've ever met. So what was the first modeling job you did?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think back. I did stuff for a friend of mine. She used to own a boutique called Powder Puff Boutique, and I used to rock outfits for her. And I actually had a clothing line, gosh, it was probably, I'd say almost 12 years ago that I did it, called Filthy Broad. I still have the stuff, and sometimes there's still pictures floating around the internet. I actually just started a page on Facebook to kind of revive it, but I used to make, you know, jeans and shirts and dresses, and it was right before the whole Etsy trend, just, you know, getting photos of it on the internet and getting people interested in it. I actually used to work for bands myself and tour and do a lot of promoting and marketing, and I had a few people that I sent stuff to, and I'm like, man, seeing people in this stuff, it's totally different. So, you know, I started rocking stuff for myself and for other friends who were designing stuff in school and, you know, doing their own thing. And it just kind of branched out from there.
Who are some of the people that you've modeled for?
Horror merch is a big one. I've also done City of Horror. I've done some modeling for Kitty Zombie. And some of the more recent ones are like Western Evil, Recycled Styles. As of most recent, I did some stuff for Rock Rebel with some Star Wars stuff in it. The pictures were really awesome. I'm really happy for those.
Yeah, is that the one where you got the R2-D2 outfit on?
Yep.
I thought that was pretty cool.
It's my favorite thing. I'm so happy I got one because they definitely don't make them anymore.
Before you got involved with all this, were you a horror fan?
Yes, I've been a long-time horror fan. when I was a little kid, my mom and my aunts used to always have get-togethers. And they would always be like, okay, kids go play, but we'd always end up watching the movies, and they always did horror movies. So even from a kid, I was real into it. I think the first horror movie I ever saw was Jaws. I watched it with my dad when I was probably 4. And they were kind of like, okay, it's going to be scary. And I'm like, no way, this is awesome. So it's been one of those things, just a lifelong thing. I tend to like older movies better than some of the newer ones. Definitely the classic stuff, like, you know, Pet Sematary, Army of Darkness, all that kind of stuff is my jam.
I have to agree with you on that. There's not much coming out of Hollywood right now.
Yeah. Hollywood, that's no. Asia, yes. Sometimes yeah, newer Asian films, I'm just like, whoa. Newer Hollywood stuff, I'm usually just kind of jaded on. But all the independent stuff that is being made right now is awesome. Like, I can't even be any more enthusiastic that the horror community has kind of taken things in their own hands, and how many people I see making their own films and bringing them to the cons and sharing them with everybody. And I think that's really awesome.
Seems like all that Hollywood can do is do either bad movies or bad remakes.
I'm not okay with it. I'm not trying to hate, but I just look the other way.
You know, if they do them good, it'd be one thing, but they're not doing them good. Do you have any actors or actresses that are your favorites or that you looked up to or might have influenced you?
Definitely Elvira. I was always a big fan of hers. And Pee Wee Herman, too. And it's funny because I know they're friends, but there's something about people who create a character and they really encompass that character. And you almost never see them not as that person that they've created. You forget that the real them exists. And I just, there's something I really, really admire about that. You know, when you see Elvira, you're like, that's Elvira. You don't go, oh, that's Cassandra Peterson. There's just something that I absolutely adore about that. And I don't know that it would happen, but it's kind of something that I strive for with Pretty Poison. Like, I want people to see me and go, oh, that's Pretty Poison. It's not just like a Facebook moniker. I've had that nickname for about 10 years now, and I've really come to embrace it. So something that, you know, I would be stoked if I was able to do to that for myself. So definitely any character actors or, you know, people like that are what I look up to.
Really shows how talented you are when you can step into a completely different role and carry it off like that, like they've been doing for so long. Because definitely, when you see them, you know who they are.
Yep.
How many films have you done?
I've done 3 full, like, feature films, and then I've done a couple shorts and, like, helped people with, like, commercials, stuff like that. One of the movies that I was in is already out, After Party Massacre, and you can get it at the Horror Merch website or afterpartymassacre.com, and we've shown that at some conventions. That one just turned out awesome, like, way better than I think we anticipated, and everybody I know that saw it has been pretty pumped on it. I was also in a film called She-Devil's a Go-Go, and that one is through Old School Cinema. It's based on, a bunch of she-devils who take over a party and run amok. And it was a lot of fun to film. It was super fun. My part is very short, and I don't even have a line, but I had the most fun filming it. Tetherball was one of the other ones I did. It actually was supposed to have been out already. I think things got pushed back. I actually spoke to one of the writers and producers the other day, and he said they are still shopping it for someone to buy it and put it out there. I had heard it was going to be on Netflix. I'm not sure. But that one was really fun also. Dustin Diamond, who played Screech on Saved by the Bell, is in it, and Ron Jeremy was in it. Unfortunately, I didn't get to film with any of them. They were all gone the day before I came out to film some parts. But that was another one that I just had a ton of fun. I mean, it was kind of on the fly. Like, I said I'd do it last minute. I drove up to Michigan to film the part, and we just filmed all night playing tetherball, and I had a lot of fun with it. And I'm hoping that it was Nitro Blitz Productions that did that one. They had said they had another idea and wanted me to, you know, come out and do some more stuff. So I'm hoping they'll still have me do that, because I had a lot of fun working for them.
You've done modeling and you've done acting. Do you have one that you prefer over the other?
That's a tough one. I enjoy them both. I like modeling because it's like you get it done and then you can change to the next thing. Movies are equally as awesome, and you have the opportunity to create a character and be someone else as well. But movies are a little trickier because it's like you I don't know how to word it. Like, it seems like it takes forever. And it's like every time I go, it's like, okay, I'm doing this again. And sometimes you film the same things over and over. And, like, the redundancy of it, being someone with ADD, I'm just like, okay, are we done yet? Are we done yet? Modeling is kind of a little better for the attention span. You know, it's like each shoot, I'm doing something completely different. And I get to dress up as someone completely different. And I have an opportunity to change my look. With movies, it's like, okay, all year I got to keep the same haircut. So it's a little more like, but I have just as much fun doing both. And, you know, I enjoy them both a ton.
If you could think back to a movie role that you saw that you wish you had been able to play, who would that be?
I definitely would probably be like an 80s comedy. I would be like the token girlfriend. Like, I'm a big fan of Animal House, and I think if that would have been, you know, if I would have been around back then, I would have loved to have been in that, or, you know, played like a girlfriend or one of the girls in that. Like, I like 80s stuff. Or even like Weird Science, like, you know, they're two little girlfriends that they're impressing the whole movie. Like, I think I would have been a perfect fit for a cheesy role like that.
Do you have any actors or actresses that you admire other than Pee-wee Herman and Elvira?
No, at the moment, no one comes to mind. Like, those are two of my big ones. You know, there's so many people that I admire for different reasons, whether they're good at off-the-cuff comedy or they're good at character roles or, you know, I don't know, because I like acting, I think when I watch movies, I look at things so differently, and I can respect what each and everyone does. And there's, right now, there's not like a whole lot of people that I'm like, ooh, that person, you know, is like really doing something big, because I don't know, I kind of equally appreciate across the board.
Have you ever been asked to do any type of modeling or anything in a film that you refuse to do?
Oh, boy. I'm like really opposed to cliches. Like, there's just some stuff that in modeling, I'm like, oh my God, I've seen it 100 times. I'd rather not do it. And I you know, no disrespect to anybody who does enjoy it or who does do it. But I was asked to pose with a guitar and I was just like, no, thanks. Like posing with guitars, posing on the railroad tracks. And Alice in Wonderland is one that always comes up. And those are some of the ones that I'm just kind of like, yeah, I'm good. I mean, it's cute and it works for some people, but I don't know. I mean, I know I've done stuff that other people have done, too. It's really hard in an internet world to do something that's never absolutely been done. But I think, you know, putting your own touches on it, too, makes it awesome. There's some things that just don't interest me. I love posing with cars. Cars, I will never get sick of. But Alice in Wonderland, guitars, and railroad tracks just don't do it for me.
Those three are kind of been running the ground, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I had fun posing with the Ecto, though. That was probably one of my favorite things I've gotten to do so far. And I'm not sure which issue of Horror Hound that's going to be in. I'm assuming maybe the next one. But, yeah, that was definitely one of my most fun things.
Now, that was done at the last Horror Hound convention, right?
Yes. Yep.
You said you were sitting at Joel Robinson's booth.
Yes.
I went to his booth and was talking to him, and I didn't even know that was you.
Aw. I'm so little. People look right over me. I always joke that I'm short and you need to look down. I think a lot of people are always shocked. They see my photos and they see me and stuff, and then they meet me and they're like, oh my God, you're tiny. Especially, too, when I'm sitting in a booth and I'm behind a pile of T-shirts or behind a rack of stuff. Like, I don't even get noticed, so it's easy to overlook.
I'm friends with Joel. He's a pretty cool guy. Went up to his booth and bought a picture from him for my girlfriend. And
nice.
Yep.
Aww.
Like I said, I didn't even know that was you sitting there. So
I was super flattered when he asked me if he could do some art based on one of my photos, too. I was so incredibly pumped. And I was also super pumped on how many we sold. I was really impressed at how many people were like, wow, I've seen that on the internet. I can't believe that's you. And like, I'm meeting you. And, you know, to have me sign them and stuff. Like, I was super flattered. And I thought that was really awesome.
What's your favorite part about going to horror conventions?
Meeting all the people. Like, I interact with a lot of people online and on Facebook. You know, I try to talk to everybody. I try to, you know, be personable with everybody who fans my page or friends my Facebook page. But it's nice meeting people in person and being able to put that name and that face together and, like, getting to take pictures with people. And, I mean, I really like that aspect. I like the after parties.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are definitely fun. In fact, Joel throws some pretty good after parties.
Oh, yeah.
I've been going to horror conventions for about 3 years now, you know, and see the same people each one, you know, and get to be friends with them. And then, you know, convention after convention, you look forward to seeing them again. And
yeah, for sure. As soon as Horror Hound was over this past November, I'm counting down the days till Columbus. And I'm really, really excited it's in Columbus because that is closer to me. And I know some people are upset about driving a little further, but I think it's going to bring some new people, too, who weren't inclined to drive all the way to Indy or weren't inclined to drive all the way to MSNC. So I think it might be a good thing. And I'm hoping it'll just be bigger and better because, you know, every year Horror Hound seems to be outgrowing its britches and it's just like taking on more and more and it's awesome.
Anybody that's walked down the halls at about 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon can attest to that because it's just so crowded.
Yeah, I'm trying to do a few new ones this year too. I tried last year and with my work schedule it didn't work out, but I'm trying to make it to Days of the Dead and Flashback. I may actually do C2E2. I think as much as I like the horror, I'm a big fan of sci-fi, obviously, with the R2-D2 bathing suit. So I'm trying to do a few more, like, Comic-Cons this year, and C2E2 is one of the ones I definitely want to check out.
Yeah, Days of the Dead is going to be in Atlanta. Is that the one you're talking about, or the...
Yeah, there's one in Atlanta, and there's one in Indianapolis, and I would be happy to make it to either one, to be honest.
Days of the Dead, I attended the one in Indy last year, and it was great. I was very impressed.
I couldn't get off work that weekend. It was a holiday weekend, and it was tough, and didn't end up making it. But I'm hoping to do that one this year because I think it's that first week of July. So hopefully I can make that one and, you know, meet some more new friends. And
so do you have anything that you have in your near future as far as modeling or any films?
Actually, I am looking forward to taking a break. Usually every year about this time, I take a break for the holidays to do stuff with family. And I'm actually in the process of buying a house. So it's going to take me a minute to move and settle in and, you know, work on it and get it the way we want it. And so I'm probably going to take a break until Horror Hound, but, I think March is going to be my comeback for the season. And I have one last photo shoot for this year. It's actually for an optometrist. I'm going to be modeling some glasses. So that'll be my last one for this year. And taking a little break. And then, you know, come spring, I think we're going to get started up on working on another movie for horror merch. And I don't even know what else. I really don't even have anything specific planned for 2012. And 2011 was a pretty crazy year with the calendars and the merch and movies. So I'm sure next year will eventually be booked up and be the same way.
Now, I wanted to mention that on Monsters from the Basement, you're this month's Babe from the Basement for December. I really appreciate you being on the website. It's been a pretty popular page.
Yay! I'm glad everybody liked it.
10 years from now, where would you like to see yourself?
Honestly, I don't know if I'll still be modeling, but I'd love to still be doing movies. Like, I have the most fun ever doing horror movies. And, you know, as long as I got a niche for it, as long as people still want to use me, I'd love to still be doing it. And I'm sure I'll still be in Ohio. And I'll definitely still be going to conventions, whether I'm working or not. It's definitely something that I'm always going to want to do, and I'm always going to make an effort to get to at least one a year, if not two, just to get there and, you know, be a part of it.
Do you have anything you'd like to say to your fans?
Just that if anybody wants to check out more or find out more about me or what I'm currently doing, facebook.com/Cleveland's Next Top Model is my modeling page. All the details for After Party Massacre and any of the other stuff are on horrormerch.com. And I'm on Twitter if anybody wants to follow me on Twitter, @HelloMissPoison.
I appreciate you taking some time out talking to me tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate you wanting me to do it. That's awesome, and thanks so much.
Wish you the best of luck with your future endeavors.
Thanks so much.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, James.